Det här programmet kommer till er direkt från Radio Sydsändaren ombord på Kita 2, mitt i Öresund. Över till vår gäst, en av de celebra gäster vi just nu har här ute på Kita. Vi säger hjärtligt välkommen. Very welcome to...
Who? Mick Jagger.
Mick, this is your second time on board this ship.
Yes.
You were here yesterday?
Yes, we were here yesterday. We came back today to do some fishing.
Have you had any luck?
No, I haven't caught anything, but I hope to.
I'm sure you will. It's very hard weather today.
Yes, it's very bad. We on the trip out from Malmö, it was very rough and the boat was rocking up and down, but we weren't sick.
I think you do like the sea.
Yes, very much.
You've been on the sea for about 20 hours.
Yes, we have hardly been on any land, but I like it very much. We don't get much time to relax.
I also know that for the next time you're coming to Sweden, you intend to get a boat somewhere.
Yes, we hope to get a big boat. We can live on the boat. We don't have to stay in hotels. We sleep on the boat and we play in one place. And then we move on. We sail for 2 days, perhaps, and then play a concert somewhere else.
Kind of holiday.
Yes.
Make you... I know that you're traveling quite a lot, and you're always traveling with air and with
what?
With plane.
Oh yes, on an aeroplane. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We travel. We've been this year in the last 7 months. We've been to Scandinavia once, Australia, America, France, and you know, all around the world.
And when you're not touring, what are you doing? Just staying in England.
Yes, we stay in England. We have homes in London.
All of you?
Yes. And we go out a lot, but we don't have much time at home.
Can you go out as ordinary people and go out for dancing at night?
No, well, we go to clubs late at night, 12 o'clock, perhaps till 4. We go out then and nobody's very much.
Are you glad about all these fans who are always hanging around? Do you think it's irritating? Do you think it's...
No, I don't mind at all. After a while you get used to it. It doesn't worry you anymore. And I quite enjoy it. And it's the sort of life that I chose. I think they've just caught a fish.
Yes. I'll translate it. Jag ska kanske berätta att allt är oväsen just nu, hörde. Här rör sig säkert från att Micks kamrater, grabbarna i Rolling Stones, väl just nu utanför vår studiefönster drog upp en fisk. Mick glädjer sig lika mycket. You're as happy as you are.
Yes.
We say very welcome to
Keith Richards.
Keith, this is even your second time on board this ship.
Yeah.
You were here yesterday and today you came back to fish and you've had a great luck, I'd say.
Well, yeah, I caught one, yeah.
You're the only one who got a fish today.
Yeah, so far. I expect somebody else to in a minute.
It was a very small one, but it still was a fish.
Is that small? It was the first fish I've ever caught.
It was?
Yeah.
And suppose you tell me something about the future. What are you going to do after this tour in Scandinavia?
We go back to England for about a week. Then we go to California, USA, probably United States.
Doing what?
To tape some TV shows, two American TV shows called Shindig.
Yeah?
I'll be there for a week.
You've been to the States before?
Yeah, many times. Five or six times, you know.
Yeah? What about it?
It's very nice, really, I suppose. You know, it's all right. But it's a bit phony, you know. I don't know. It's a bit... It's too forced, you know.
Yeah? Too hard?
Everybody thinks they're in an advert, if you know what I mean, you know.
Don't know that word advertisement.
Everybody's trying to act.
Yeah.
Instead of being themselves, you know.
I see. What about touring around the world this way you're doing? It's been going on for about 2 years.
Yeah, mainly in the last year. I like it. I enjoy it. I enjoy traveling.
Are you never longing for England?
No.
To settle down and do nothing?
Not yet. I've got years yet. I hope.
Övrig så med en välkomsthälsning till en annan medlem i Rolling Stones. Very welcome, we say to.
This is Brian Jones.
Brian, you've been fishing too, but you've had no luck.
Well, not yet. I keep getting pulls on my line, but it's always weeds, never fish.
Keith was very proud of it, yes.
Oh, yes, I'm going to get one before I go. I'm not going till I get one.
I'm sure you will. Brian, let's talk about your race to Malmö today. You did buy a lot of things.
Oh, today? Yeah. Yes, we've spent an awful lot of money. We went to a lot of shops, and everybody in the shops was very nice to us and showed us some very nice clothes. We bought so much. I've bought about 20 or 30 sweaters. I've bought 3 coats. I bought about 6 pairs of shoes.
Which means that you like the Swedish.
I love Swedish clothes. Yeah. They're great, yeah. But I had to buy a lot of clothes because when we arrived in Malmö yesterday,
yeah,
we didn't expect, we thought we were going back to Verbeck in Denmark. So I had no clothes at all.
No.
And I was just completely, I had no shoes or anything, one pair of trousers and one sweater, which is a Radio South sweater, which is very nice. And I was running around everywhere last night without shoes.
So you're sure you'll have them tonight?
Yeah.
How many pairs did you buy?
Oh, about 6 pairs of shoes altogether. Including the boots. Keith and I bought a pair of
boots
from Lapland. They're the most fantastic boots I've ever had. They're so warm. They're great.
Let's talk about what's happened to you. How old are you?
I'm 21.
And you've been in show business for how long?
Well, since the Rolling Stones started. Been in show business. Before then, I was playing with bands, but I wouldn't call it show business. I was just playing in clubs and touring around the country with a traditional jazz band in Britain. But I was really interested in rhythm and blues, and when I met Nick and Keith, I had the chance to play rhythm and blues with people who understood the music.
And from that day, it wasn't only fun to play, it was business.
Well, it was fun for a long time. Even sometimes it wasn't so much fun because we were the first people to play rhythm and blues in England. And a lot of people don't know that, but we introduced rhythm and blues to England, you know. We were responsible for it. And, for a long time, we couldn't get work. Everybody used to laugh at us, you know, when we used to go to a club owner.
Yeah.
And say, can we work here? We'll play in your interval for nothing, we don't want any money, you know. We never got any money for it for a long time. They just used to laugh at us when they heard us because they couldn't understand what sort of music it was, you know.
It was brand new.
And it was very new. In those days, we were playing sort of pure rhythm and blues, early stuff, you know. We're a little more commercial now, but in those days, we were playing only things like Little Red Rooster. I mean, that's typical of what we used to play, you know, blues stuff all the time.